श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 10 वर्स 15
स्वयमेवात्मनात्मानं वेत्थत्वं पुरुषोत्तम भूतभावन भूतेश देवदेव जगत्पते.
You alone know yourself by yourself. O Supreme Person, O Creator of beings, O Lord of creation, O God of gods, O Lord of the universe. Comment. Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha Deva Deva Jagatpate Purushottama. Being the origin of all beings, even through his thought, he is Bhuta Bhavana. Being the Lord of beings, he is Bhutesha. Being the Lord of the gods, he is Deva Deva. Being the preserver of the universe, he is Jagatpate. And being supreme of all the persons, he is known as Purushottama. In the world and in the Vedas. Gita 15:18. In this verse, five vocatives have been used for the Lord. In no other verse in the Gita, so many vocatives have been used at a time because he is enraptured by listening to his divine glories and his grace for the devotees. Here, Bhuta Bhavana, Bhutesha, Deva Deva, Jagatpate and Purushottama can denote the sun, Lord Shiva, Lord Ganesha, Durga, and Lord Vishnu, the five great deities of the rank of the Lord. By using those five terms, Arjuna means to say that he has manifested himself as these five deities.
Swayamev Vatmanatmanam Vetha Tvam.
He knows himself by himself, without any external help of instruments. This knowledge is beyond instruments. It is transcendental and comes not through instruments. A conclusion from the verse can be drawn that as the Lord knows himself by himself, the soul, a fragment of the Lord, should also know itself by the self, because it cannot be known by senses, mind and intellect, etc. Appendix. You alone know yourself by yourself. It means you are the knower, you are the entity to be known, and you are also the act of knowing. That is, you are all. When there is no one else besides you, then who should know and to whom should he know? If an effort is made to know the Supreme Reality, Divinity, we are distanced from the reality, because when a striver holds that there is some entity to be known, then he wants to know it. That divinity is the knower of all. He is not to be known. No one can be the knower of the Lord, who is the knower of all. As with eyes, everything can be seen, but the eye can't be seen with the eye, because the power of seeing of the eye is not the sense object. That is, powers of senses themselves are beyond the reach of senses. Therefore, God Himself is known by Himself. End of chapter 10, verse 15. From Sadhak Sanjeevani by Swami Ramsukhdas Ji.